When we finally moved here in 1976, just about the first people we met were Liz and Ted Young, and they had a horse farm across town. And our middle daughter, Judith, whom I think you just met, was wildly enthusiastic about horses. She had spent the preceding, part of the preceding summer, with a classmate of mine who lived in Harvard, Mass, with her husband and children, and they had horses. And she just became, you know, just so enamored of this. It was the most important thing in her life. Well, going across town to Heinlein Farm was an informing experience, not just for Judith, but for all of us. I was thrilled to have a place to start to ride again. I, too, had been horse crazy as a youngster. I actually started taking riding lessons again, and Judith started spending every weekend and every vacation, all of Christmas week, all of Easter week, and any weekend she could convince me to drive. I guess actually we got to know them early, much earlier than 76, I think soon after we bought the farm in 63. At any rate, Liz decided to take in a dozen girls at a time for the summer. So pretty soon Judith, and each of them had a horse or a pony of her own to work with. Pretty soon Judith had this wonderful pony. She was learning to drive and to ride and showing. And the next thing I knew, we were looking for a pony for Judith. Liz and I went to a horse auction, and we came back not with one pony, but two. They were full blood brothers and had never been separated. And Judith had them until she went away to college. She was, I think, 11 at that point. We were able to ride together because one was virtually horse-sized. The other one was somewhat smaller. And it was a great joy. I think the reason we moved up here year-round was I had started the vegetable garden, I had started the riding, and I was coming up here in May so I could start the garden, and I wasn't ready to leave until almost Thanksgiving. So Victor finally decided it was time. And he continued to work at Charles T. Maine, but he would only commute into the city once a week and stay overnight with our son and then come back. And that worked out reasonably well. But the horse thing once bit, and then Victor started taking riding lessons. Pretty soon we were really in deep, which is the title of my first collection of essays, or as Victor likes to say, in too deep. There was no getting out. Then we acquired this mare, whose death I was just talking about. We bought her mother from the slaughterer. There were two horses that had been running cocaine under the floorboards from Miami to Boston. And finally, the plot was intercepted. One horse was just too crazy. He had to be put down. But the other horse looked, somehow came up to New Hampshire. And Liz thought the other horse looked, you know, doable. So a younger friend of mine here in Warner and I chipped in, and we bought her for 30 cents a pound. We each put up $150. She was a wonderful mare, but she turned out to be a dangerous runaway whenever she heard horses' hooves behind her. Riding her out alone, I could take her anywhere in the world, past cherry pickers, past highway equipment, but if she heard other horses, she just could not help herself. And she ran away with me twice. The second time was rather comical because we were flying out North Road, which has since been paved, but then was all dirt and very flat, and fishing season had just opened. And we flew across these bridges, and there would be a fisherman down there fishing, and he would look up, startled, as this horse galloped past. And she just ran until she was tired enough to stop. But people said, why don't you breed her? That usually settles them down. So we bred her to this little Arab stud with a club foot for $50. That was the stud fee. And that was how we got Boomer. There she was, half Arab, the other half a mongrel, partly, we think, a standard bred that we couldn't be sure of. And she was Victor's competitive trail horse. He rode her 2,000 miles in competition and probably 2,000 more, keeping her fit. We were both distance riders for about a decade. And, you know, we did 25, 50, and 100-mile rides. And because we were gone weekends on a lot of these rides, we took in a summer horse girl. And all of our summer horse girls were wonderful, wonderful young women. Our present caretaker, Susie Colt, appropriately named, was one of our horse girls. She was our horse girl the summer after Duder was born. We also began rescuing horses, and we rescued a standard bred mare who had not worked out at the track and had fallen on very hard times, which I won't go into. But anyway, she was wonderful, and she did very well for us. We got a couple of foals by her. One of them was my horse, Duder, noble, still noble to look upon. Susie came the year, I think the year after he was born. She stayed for maybe two summers. Then she went away to law school. Then she came back. She practiced domestic law, family law here in New Hampshire for many years. And then her mother was dying and she quit to take care of her mother. And then I was enduring a fourth surgery on a failed hip replacement. And she came here to look after me. And that was that. She has a gorgeous, charming, dear apartment in the barn. And she's unbelievable. There's nothing Susie can't do. Victor won't let her run the chainsaw, but other than that, she took small engine courses. She fixes all the equipment. She mows. She does the garden. She keeps copious notes. She helps me at the computer. She has accompanied me to dozens and dozens of major gigs all over the place. I have just now stopped doing them. My arthritis is just too painful. But we went a lot of places together. And she's still here, and as long as she's still here, we'll still be here.